Do you ever just feel like you can't get your throat like clear at all? Ever? Because I feel like that's happening to me right now. And I think it would help if I could drink some water, but it's like slightly out of my reach by like about 2 feet, and I've already buried myself in my bed with like my laptop and the mic, and I'm not gonna move from where I am because I don't want to move all this shit that is on top of me. So, I'm just gonna deal with that feeling of needing to drink water. I have a little bit of wine next to me in bed because I fell asleep with it next to me in bed because it's 3:20 in the morning right now. 3:21 to be exact. And I woke up like, I don't know, like an hour and a half ago or something. And I really couldn't go back to sleep. And I was just like awake, like laying down in my bed with like a mask over my eyes and like really just like trying to sleep. But my brain is just like running conversations, like just like one-sided conversations, like in my own head. So I was like, oh, okay, you know what? I think I'm gonna try to record a podcast right now because apparently I just have one going in my head anyways. So might as well just get it out. So something that I was thinking, wait, let me take a sip of my wine. Hold on 1 second. Okay, so something that was keeping me awake that I was thinking about is the fact that it is now Christmas Day. So, Merry Christmas to you if you celebrate that holiday. Happy holidays if you celebrate any other winter type of holiday. But it is Christmas Day right now. It's very early in the morning. And I have like a weird relationship with religion, and therefore I don't really have a connection to Christmas because it just wasn't really like a thing for me growing up. I'll explain that later, but I don't really have a thing for Christmas. It's just like another day to me, and I actually even don't really like it because of the fact that it's like based so much in consumerism. Like, it's just like buy stuff, buy presents, everything is on sale, blah blah blah. So I don't really like it because of that, but I don't really have any other type of like feelings towards it. So I don't care. I don't care about Christmas. And I get invited, to some type of like family-ish gathering, usually every Christmas. And I usually don't want to go because I don't care about Christmas and it's a day off for me usually. So like, I just want to spend it doing what I want to do, which is to not see my family. So I don't really like to go to those like Christmas, like family events. And this year, I got a text from my mom that was like, oh, so and so, who's like not even a blood relative of ours, by the way. I don't really feel like close to them. Like, oh, so and so is having a gathering on Christmas Day, and like they want us to come. And I just was like, oh, okay. Like, I just said, okay. Oh, okay. I didn't say I was gonna go. I said, oh, okay. And I wasn't really intending on going. I mean, I'm not gonna go. I'm not gonna go. So I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm just gonna like do my own thing that day and just enjoy myself. So I was planning on doing that. But then on my way home from work, Christmas Eve, like a few hours ago, like maybe 12 hours ago. I was leaving work early and the stores were still open, so I stopped by Aldi because it was on the way home, and I got myself this bottle of wine and some cookies because obviously, duh. And I forgot that my uncle actually works there now. And so I saw him there. I ran into him there. And he was like, oh, are you going to come over to your grandma's house tomorrow? And I was like, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see. Like, totally just like, oh God, I don't want to go, but I don't want to be rude. So I was just like, oh, cool. Like, yeah, I'll see. And so then I like bought my wine and I went home and whatever. And I was thinking about like, should I go to my grandma's house? Cause like, it's a different event than the one that my mom is going to. And it's my mom's mom, by the way, as in grandma, like my mom's mom. So my mom is not going to my grandma's house and she's going to like some other thing. But then my grandma is also like going to be having a little thing. And then I kind of felt bad that like, I felt bad for my grandma. Like maybe I should go at least like just say hi to her or something. But then, you know, I have to like be there for a little while and I'll probably go by myself. And I don't know. I don't like that. I'm not that close with my family. I don't really have like conversations with them, like other than like really surface stuff. We don't really know each other that well. So it's just like not really that enjoyable for me. And I feel guilty about it, you know, like I feel like a bad person because like I don't really enjoy being around my family. Like I love them, but I don't really want to hang out with them. And I honestly would have a way better day if I could just do whatever the fuck I want to do and not have to feel like I'm obligated to go to some fucking place and just like sit around and just like feel like a fake ass. You know, cause like I don't really want to do that. So that's what I was thinking about while I was like laying here trying to go back to sleep. And I just feel conflicted because I don't want to be an asshole, but I also just want to do what I want to do only. So is like, is that like selfish? Is that like too selfish? Or should I just like be nice and just like go to my grandma's house? Or I'm kind of leaning towards like just doing what I want to do, because that's really what I want to do. Yeah. And I don't know, like I feel bad, but also like maybe I should just prioritize myself. So yeah, I think I just made my decision. I probably already knew my decision the whole time. I just needed to talk it out a little bit. So actually, let's take a quick break. Let's get that ad in there. And then when we come back, I'll explain to you guys why I have like a weird thing with religion. And just kind of like a little bit of history on that, just in case anyone else kind of like is in a similar situation or kind of brought up in a similar way. So I'll share that with you guys after one quick second. Okay, so let me explain a little bit of my history in terms of how I was brought up religiously, religion-wise. just so you guys know what's going on here. So, when I was born, yeah, let's start there. So, when I was born, apparently my dad's side of the family, as in mostly just my grandma and my grandpa, and like some of my aunts and uncles, I don't think all of them are really into it, but when I was brought up as like a baby and stuff, my grandparents were very strongly Jehovah Witness. And so like my dad really wasn't, but the fact that like we spent a lot of time, my sister and I, we spent a lot of time with my grandparents when we were very small, like under the age of 5 especially, I'm pretty sure, you know, we spent a lot of time there. And the whole time my grandparents were like active in like the Jehovah Witness community, active in the sense that like they were those people that would like hang out at the trolley station and like pass out pamphlets, and they would go to Bible study like a lot. I mean, like, I don't know how often really. I can't really gauge like how often they went, but I know like I spent a lot of time there with them, and it didn't really like have an influence on me like super directly, because a lot of the content, well, I mean, all the content that, like, the religious content that they're consuming, it was all in Spanish. And I guess I just, like, I don't know, just, like, well, I can't speak Spanish, but I think I could when I was younger. And I think I was just, like, still not, like, aware, though, of, like, any type, anything that would be said at like these Bible studies or like whatever like meetings that they would have with people. So I didn't really absorb like any of the actual religious content in terms of like what Jehovah Witnesses believe and stuff like that. But my grandparents would like tell me things, you know, like that were of their Jehovah Witness belief. Like, just like how, like, basically, like, these are the things that I can remember, is that, like, one of the things I remember the most is, like, if you get tattoos or if you, like, pierce your body, that, like, you're bad. And if, like, you smoke cigarettes and if you drink alcohol, that you're bad. And if you do, you know, like, if you worship idols, you're bad. So basically it was like, who is bad, you know, basically is like what I was told from like a young age. And basically everyone is bad because there aren't that many people that live that type of pure lifestyle, quote unquote, pure lifestyle that is like associated with Jehovah Witness religion. So I don't know, I just kind of felt like weird about it growing up, because I just felt like, why is everyone bad, you know, really? Because I could understand like why people did those things, as in get tattoos, smoke cigarettes, whatever, like I could understand, because I mean, I also wanted to get tattoos and I did smoke cigarettes eventually. So, you know, like I could understand why people did those things. I didn't really agree with that making someone into a bad person. So I could just like tell that I wasn't really into the Jehovah Witness thing. I was kind of like, I don't know. Even from, like, being a small child, I was kind of like, I don't know, this is kind of extreme, right? I don't know, it was just kind of weird. So that's how I was, like, brought up when I was very small, like, you know, up until like 10 years old. I mean, they were Jehovah's Witnesses. My grandma passed away already, but my grandpa's still alive. My grandma was Jehovah's Witness until she passed, and my grandpa still is. So, you know, like, they still believe these things. But it was just the time more that I, like, spent with them got decreased as I got older. So, you know, when I was, like, probably around like 10 years old, I was like actively like not interested in it anymore. So like I wouldn't want to go to the Bible studies or like, you know, it was just like wasn't down anymore. But so I like, you know, tried to like pull away from that. But around that same time is when my parents got divorced and my mom became like a born-again Christian, kind of, I guess, because she was raised Catholic by her mom, but I don't think she really, like, believed it. I think she was just, you know, going along with it because that's how she was raised, but I don't think it was really her personal belief. And so when my parents, like, were together, there wasn't really, like, a religion, you know, like, in the house. Like, we like, did celebrate Christmas, but it was more because, like, my mom wanted to. My dad doesn't. Like, he's not actively Jehovah's Witness, but he also doesn't celebrate holidays either. So he's kind of, like, you know, in between. And my mom is, like, a more festive, traditional person, so growing up, she was kind of like the motivator behind any type of like Christmas stuff we would do. But so when my parents got divorced, she got into Christianity and, you know, like started making us go to church, which I was like not into either because, you know, I had just kind of like been through like a religion trying to be forced on me, and then now it's happening again, except it's with Christianity, like white people Christianity. And so I was like even more anti about it because, like, you know, she was bringing us to church and it's like white people church with, like, you know, when they're like singing with the guitars on stage, and then they tried to like send us to like a children's the children's church, like the kids church, which is like mostly singing and like the stuff I don't like, you know, when they're like, raise your hands for Jesus, hold up your hands for Jesus and sing along. I'm like, no thanks, I'm good. So I was like actively like not into that either. I was like, dude, I don't want to go. Like, no, I don't want to go. So my mom arranged for me to work in, like, where the toddlers and the babies would get watched. You know, like, during church time, like, people would bring, like, their small children to, like, the daycare area. And she arranged for me to, like, help there because I really didn't want to be in, like, the kids' church. And I really didn't want to be with her in, like, the adult church. So I was just like, oh, my God, like, dude, like, I don't want to fucking go. Like, I would think, I'm pretty sure I would, like, yell at her. Be like, I don't want to go. So she found another place for me. And, I mean, that was nice of her. That was chill, but like, I was still unhappy because I was at church, period. So, at least, you know, I was kind of just, like, taking care of these little kids. I mean, I wasn't really taking care of them. I was just, like, watching them, make sure they didn't, like, you know, eat toxic stuff. I don't know. Whatever you watch babies for. And so, yeah, I just feel weird about religion because I feel like it was something that was always forced on me, and I just didn't fucking get it. You know, like, I do get some of the principles, you know, like the Ten Commandments. I think, like, the Ten Commandments are tight. Like, those are pretty cool. But everything else, I'm just like, who gives a shit? I don't know. I'm just like, whatever. I'm just like not interested. And I'm also like, honestly, not very educated thoroughly, like on the Bible, because I'm so anti that, like, I just didn't want to absorb a lot of the content. So I was like, nah, I'm good. So yeah, I just feel weird about religion, and therefore that's why I don't really have a connection to Christmas, because I'm kind of just like, wait, what is the whole point of this? Because Jesus was born on this day, which I'm pretty sure if Jesus was actually born, if that's even a real story, it wasn't even this day. It was like probably like some other day, which, like, I guess there's evidence of somehow. I don't know. And also, like, how the fuck do we even know that that's a true fucking story? I mean, I get that we use it for symbolism, and, like, it really doesn't even matter if it's true at this point. But, like, who really knows if that was a really immaculate conception? How would we know? How would anyone else really know that? Like, don't you think if Mary was like, oh my god, I was like immaculately like impregnated or whatever, like, don't you think people would think that she's a witch and they would want to kill her or something? Like, because that's what I feel like would happen. Like, who would believe that? You know, if you're like, if I was like, oh my god, you guys, immaculate conception, I'm fucking pregnant and I haven't had sex. So, like, it must be the Holy Spirit. People would be like, no, you're lying. And, like, no one would fucking believe me. So, how do we even know that that story is true? And also, another thing, don't you think Jesus is just an alien? Like, I'm pretty sure Jesus was an alien. If Jesus really existed, I'm pretty sure he was an alien. So, like, are we just, like, celebrating the birth of an alien that has, like, the greatest influence over mankind? So is this actually an alien holiday? Because if it's an alien holiday, I think I can get on board with that. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. Anyways, that's my little explanation of why I'm not really into Christmas and why I just want to enjoy it for the day off that it is. And fuck everyone else. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I just wanted to give you guys a little holiday present. See if I could get some some of my thoughts out of my head, so maybe I can fall asleep now. It's 3:45 a.m. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll just stay awake. I don't know. I'm having one of those nights / mornings. So, I hope you guys are at least asleep right now. I mean, if you're in a part of the world where it's daytime, hopefully you're awake. I don't know, maybe you're sleeping in. But on the west coast of America, it is basically early morning to where it's like, just stay in bed. So yeah, anyways, I'll leave you guys with that. I love you. Let's see the next time I can make an episode. Fingers crossed it's soon. Not making any guarantees, but we'll see. Anyways, love you guys. Happy holidays. And I'm not going to say Merry Christmas, but okay, Merry Christmas. Okay, bye. Love you. Peace. Bye.